What's up, Browns fans? Nathan Zagura alongside Super Bowl champion Matt Wilhelm previewing the Browns and the Titans. The Browns obviously looking for their first win. The Titans come in at 3-3. They've got their quarterback back in Marcus Mariota coming off of a Monday Night Football win over division rival the Indianapolis Colts. They can run the ball. Murray, Henry, both over 300 yards rushing this year. How do you slow them down?
Well, it's been our strong suit, honestly. So this is going to be the matchup. Again, you mentioned Murray, you mentioned Henry. They're chunk play, a little bit of time, and then here comes that big, big play. And I think for us defensively, it's just limiting what they do, forcing them to get uncomfortable, because I think this Titans offense has really changed by the limited mobility of Marcus Mariota and having him win from the pocket. Yes, he can, but he's not as comfortable as he usually is getting out on the edge and playing that more improvisational type of football.
Well, they call it exotic smash mouth. Could be the irresistible force against the immovable object, the Browns' run defense. Now, another thing to note about this Titans team is their tight end, Delanie Walker, one of the best in the league.
He's going to be a guy the Browns have to contain.
It definitely is, and I think that onus is going to fall on our linebackers. That's Jamie Collins, Christian Kirksey, and Joe Schobert, as well as maybe Jabril Peppers, not necessarily going to, you know, have that opportunity to get beat deep with some of these guys that can't run necessarily as well as some of the other teams that we've seen. Maybe him coming down in different zone situations, man situations, and that's a matchup that you've got to like.
And when the Browns have the ball, it will be DeShon Kizer back at quarterback after Kevin Hogan struggled in Houston. Cody Kessler will back him up due to the bruised ribs that Hogan suffered in that game. But for Kizer, he's going to see a lot of man coverage this week against the Titans. They play it 47% of the time, fifth most in the NFL. How do they find a way to beat man one, something the Browns have struggled with through 6 weeks?
Well, you talk about you can manufacture man-beating pass combinations, but to have to do that consistently is very tough for this offense, because that means you're asking DeShon Kizer, coming back off of a week off, to be extremely sharp and to know exactly where to go with the football and who's winning their matchup. What we need is more guys winning their matchup so we can go through his reads, work through that very, very quickly, and deliver the football accurately. And I think for us to catch the football and get the yards after the catch, that seems to me is something that's been unavailable to us because of our inability to separate.
And we have to get that going. Look, the Titans have allowed 13 passing touchdowns this year, third most in the NFL, only 4 interceptions. So maybe this is a game where Kizer can get into a little bit of rhythm and the Browns can find that elusive first victory on Hugh Jackson's birthday. All right, for Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura. Thanks for watching the game preview here on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.